is the big one.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that, referring to Texas, trying to challenge the election results in key states. Joe Biden won. President added he and other states will be intervening in the case, and our country needs a victory. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton went directly to the United States Supreme Court, saying Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia conducted improper presidential elections, which have ramifications outside their state lines.
If there are fraudulent activities or things that affect an election, and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
Now, President Trump won Texas, and other state attorneys general from Louisiana, Alabama, and Arkansas now say they will become a party to the Texas suit. The Supreme Court wants the states being sued to respond by tomorrow, Dave.
Evan, those AGs have been dismissive of this suit, using words like embarrassing, insignificant, irresponsible, and publicity stunt. One of the president's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, got sidelined by the coronavirus.
Well, I'm doing fine. I pretty much all the symptoms are gone.
And Giuliani told Fox Radio affiliate WABC in New York expects to be released from a hospital today.
This is in the category now of a curable disease. The mortality rates are nothing like they were 5-6 months ago.
The number of deaths, though, rising. More than 2,500 reported yesterday in the U.S., the 7-day average now the highest ever, surpassing April. That's led to restrictions across the country, including California, where people got text alerts.
Stay at home, it said, except for essential activity. And Fresno even considered fining gatherings of 15 or more, but backed down after police said they would not enforce it. Restaurants yesterday winning that major court battle when a judge ruled the county had no evidence for its outdoor dining ban.
That's Fox's William Lush, and that's in L.A. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. HealVets.org.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, partly cloudy and 72, 49 overnight tonight, 69 and sunny tomorrow, 47 tomorrow night. About 10-mile-per-hour winds both days, and then we'll have sunshine and 70 on Friday, 44 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning's Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This morning, we are fortunate to have representatives from Arizona Western College, better known in my circles as AWC. We have this morning Lori Stoff, Vice President for Advancement. Good morning, Lori.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And Tim Flack, Sports Information Director and Associate Athletic Director. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Lori, you were so sweet, and you dropped off a lovely basket of goodies that I probably shouldn't admit this on air. I did not share with my staff, even though you said, I brought goodies for your office. They went home.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll tell you, although the 16-year-old really attacked the muffins.
Good.
But I was bringing that up because you guys have a great campaign out right now. It's the perfect time to take a class. Can you tell us more about that?
I can. Yeah, I'd be happy to. We just want to make sure that people in the community know that it's a perfect time to register for a class for a spring semester. I think that people are concerned, is it the right time to go to college? We know that some students are delaying their entry into college or their continuation of college. And the truth is, with our safety measures on campus, the choices that we offer and the different kinds of classes people can take, we were just having an off-air conversation about your son in an online class, so we have lots of options. Doing a lot of work to keep our faculty and our students and our staff safe. And we have a highly qualified faculty, 90-plus programs of study. It's never been a better time to take a college class. Your future is not waiting for you. You should jump on board and get a class.
Perfect. So do you still have in-person classes right now?
We do have a limited number of in-person classes. I'd say about 11 to 15% of our classes are in-person, but those are mostly the hands-on career tech, workforce development type of classes. And those classes also leverage a lot of online material. So students are not doing 100% of their time in the classroom anyway, right? They're doing some stuff online with their teacher, their faculty. And then we have about 35% remote real time, which means I'm taking a class with you at 9 a.m., but it's all on Zoom. And then we have a blended real time option. It's also about 30 or 35% of our classes. That means 9 students rotate in the classroom with you as the faculty in person, while the other 9 are on Zoom. And then those groups get to shift in and out of that in-person experience, keeping groups you know, under 10 or under.
And then for people like me whose schedule is crazy,
yes.
You know, that we don't know what a 40-hour work week is, then
right.
Do you also have, like my son's classes, I refer to them more as on-demand.
Uh-huh.
Do you have classes like that as well,
yes.
So you can fit it in your schedule?
So purely online classes with a lot of those they leverage multimedia components like a recorded lecture or videos or audio files and a lot of group discussion and group work. We were talking about teamwork before we hopped on air, too.
Exactly. We were talking about my son is in an online class,
yeah.
And he was in an engineering class, and he needed to do a group project. And I remember the first time he had to do a group project in an online class, and I thought, how on earth are they going to make that work? But it actually really does. They use, like, Google Meet or Zoom or something like
yeah.
that. The students all get together and show everything, and they had to design instruments, as I mentioned, you know, off air. They had to design a series of instruments. And what I didn't mention is those instruments had to actually play a song. And so, just like in a band, they each had their own set of notes that they had to play, and then somebody actually had to put it together and make a cohesive song
wow.
out of it.
Wow, that's cool.
And so it is possible to do it online
yeah.
if that's what you're prepared for.
Right.
What I call this past year, what we've done has not been online learning, it's been COVID learning, because we were thrown into it without preparation.
Right.
Completely different animal.
That's right.
So, I was looking at the brochure, and it talks about all the different classes. And so, let's say, electrical. Okay,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I taught I had an electrical apprenticeship, so I'm looking at that. Kind of hard to teach, kind of hard to learn that online.
Right.
So
those folks are meeting in person in small groups.
So could somebody like me take a class like that? Say, I mean, I don't want to become an electrician. I don't want to learn
right.
how to, you know, wire an entire building or something like that. But just to kind of get the basics and figure out so that if I needed some minor electric repairs, I could do it myself safely.
So those classes are open to the community, absolutely. We would love to have people register. It's a kind of we have a concept of lifelong learning out at the campus, and they call it a cradle-to-grave learning, right? We have the CDL, the Child Development Learning Lab, the CDLL,
yep.
takes students as young as 6 months, and then we have elementary, middle, and high school right there on that 24th Street corridor, and then the community college, which offers certificate programs for folks that want to transfer to a university, get a bachelor's or beyond, and then lifelong learning like you're describing.
And tell me more about, I was fortunate you took me around campus, so I'm like, I got a private tour, which is awesome. So I know a lot more about it maybe than some people.
Right.
But tell me about kind of the preschool aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because that was so amazing to me how that program worked.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that the windows are at the level of the kids. Like, literally, if you go by the building,
yeah.
so for the kids that are just crawling, the windows are at floor level so that the kids can actually see outside.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so the Child Development Learning Lab, it's called the Lab School. It's been on campus for years and years. My daughter is 19 and attended the Learning Lab all those years ago. It's named after Kathy Watson, who was a longtime faculty member and dean at the college campus. So it's the Kathy Watson Child Development Learning Lab. And it's for students who are 6 months to 5 years old. And you have to register in advance. I believe there's a waiting list. It's a very popular place
mm-hmm.
for students to learn. But the great thing is it's for our early childhood education students. So it's a lab learning school because our adult students are learning along with the small children.
Perfect. And so it's open to the community. Do you have to be a student there to enroll your child there?
You do not have to be a student. You do not have to be faculty or staff. You could be a community member. But as I said, it's really popular, so there's a waiting list. You have to get on the waiting list.
I bet it is.
And it's a beautiful, you mentioned the facility. It's a beautiful facility. It's built with bond money. I think that was a 2004 bond that built several other brand new buildings on our campus. And it's got this beautiful courtyard, this internal courtyard with grass and trees and like a water feature so that kids get a lot of hands-on play. And then what Kimberly was describing were these classrooms for different age groups where the windows are at sort of an age-appropriate level. So no matter how young the children are, they have a view to the outside world.
Which I think is absolutely amazing. I love that. I mean, I'm
yeah.
used to them being all brightly colored, but the windows are all usually up high when you go into like a daycare or a preschool. And I think it's great that they can actually see outside.
Yeah.
And what they're looking outside is kind of the agricultural area is right there, as I recall. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And so they're actually getting an early introduction to industry in Yuma.
That's right. So in one direction, they're looking at the sort of the agricultural lab that we have. In one direction, they're looking at the science building next door. So that really speaks to the sort of that cradle-to-grave learning, right, that lifelong learning.
Perfect. And speaking of lifelong learning, so let's say, you know, because I'm used to dealing with business owners and management and everything, and let's say I have... employees that would like to advance, like to, you know, move up in the company. Do you work with partners like that to help them, you know, maybe come up with a game plan to make sure that their employees get the education they need?
We absolutely do, and that's through our workforce development area. Thank you for throwing me a softball. So workforce development is located at our downtown center. Maria Aguirre is in charge of that program, and Ratika Dewan is over the whole area, the career tech side of the house and the workforce development side of the house. They do custom training. They work with businesses all the time to come up with an instructor and a topic perfect for your business and your workforce.
Exactly. Yeah, I threw a softball because I knew the answer, but I knew not everybody probably knew the answer.
Right, right.
So we will be right back after these messages. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KVLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Donya Weeks. I've been with the station 4 years now. The best part of my job is working every day with local small business owners, helping them promote and grow their businesses and participate in local events that not only celebrate the Yuma community, but also help keep it close-knit and strong.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
When we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, they're laughing at me here in the studio because I wasn't ready. So, you know, during the break, we end up chatting about things and you know, it happens. And I was still thinking about our conversation. But speaking of our conversation, so AWC has great academics, as we've been talking about, but it's not all about academics. There's great sports programs out there, too. So, Tim, let's get you involved in this conversation.
I appreciate that. And Lori and I will say we always feel like our athletics are a part of our academics, and mm-hmm. that's something we've been really proud of our kids during the whole pandemic for their work in the classroom. You know, when we had that transition, not only did they have to deal with their sports being cut off in the spring, but they had to refocus and adjust to the classroom, as a lot of students did, right? But it's funny when you think about what their day-to-day life was, where you have every minute planned out, mm-hmm. and they adjusted so well. We had actually all seven of our teams got the NJCAA Award for Academic Excellence. So they all made all academic, which is a pretty cool accomplishment in the middle of everything because, you know, sports are one part of it, and championships on the field and on the court are one part, but getting those championships in the classroom is equally important. And so we're really proud that they were able to merge those two together this year.
Well, and I agree. I mean, I mentioned academics, I kind of think in classroom, but sports
Absolutely.
Are all about learning, too. I mean, we intentionally have my son in a sport to learn the things like teamwork. I mean, yeah, his engineering class taught that, too. But it's not the same as having to work with a team and work towards a common goal in a sports arena. And it's a really important social skill to have.
Well, and you learn that, I think, in the professional arena in terms of it's comfortable a lot of times. Like, I played baseball growing up, so it's comfortable to go to somebody in a different department who has nothing to do with athletics but understands, who maybe they played baseball, so they mm-hmm. understand the same type of values that I have because they went through similar situations. So I think that's always interesting. And then you come to, you know, people in the professional area as well who maybe didn't play sports, but you have that common language because you've been developing those skills for so long. So I always think that's a really cool part of sports is you are learning life lessons that probably would have taken me a lot longer had I not played sports.
I agree. I completely understand that. So one of the things that we had discussed coming on today is that there is a big tournament coming up out at AWC this May.
There is. So it'll actually be at the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex.
Okay.
And we were excited to announce back in April that the NJCAA did accept our bid in conjunction with the City of Yuma to host the National Softball Tournament. So this is a big deal, and I was lucky enough, our softball team participated in St. George, Utah in 2019, and so we get to bring that whole tournament to Yuma in May, May 24th through the 29th at the PAC, and they've been doing a great job. I've seen the tournaments that they've been hosting lately down there, and this has been something I know the city has been really working towards this goal since the creation of the PAC. And this is something that the college has been working towards as long as I've been here, since before I've been here. Lori's been, I think, working on it longer than I have. And so this is just a really awesome opportunity because in terms of sports, talked about this off air to bring that up, of, you know, every sport is its own world.
Mm-hmm.
And every community kind of gravitates more towards one sport than another. And I think Yuma is a great softball community. It is a fantastic softball community. The culture is there. The support is there. And so to be able to bring 16 of the best teams from across the country into Yuma in a time, hopefully we're going to be in a good place to bring in a good amount of spectators as well.
Mm-hmm.
But to kick up tourism, to showcase what kind of softball community this is, and to showcase some of the best softball in the country, we're really excited, and we're really excited to get people involved with it.
Well, fortunately, I've had the opportunity to talk to, you know, the city and NJ, the, you know,
yep.
interim director of Parks and Rec, and find out what they're doing. And they are doing amazing things out at PAC and able to have these tournaments still, which is great for our community, especially, I mean, for me, the business community certainly benefits from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what can we do as a community to support this? What would you like to see from us?
Well, right now, where we've gone to some folks in the community, and we're just asking for financial support. We need some sponsors to help with some of the expenses that we have. We are trying to make it a big deal. One of the main goals of bringing the National Softball Tournament to Yuma for the NJCAA is to give it a home. We want people, you know, when those teams win and they talk to their local papers or their local media, we want them saying, I'm going to Yuma. You know, we want to create that vibe, and we want people to be proud of coming here and excited about the experience that they have when they do come here. So in order to do that, we have a lot of plans, whether it's a home run derby or hospitality tents or events for kids that we need some support with. And so I really do think it's an excellent opportunity for local businesses to get involved, to not only help feed people restaurants-wise when they're here. You're talking about 16 teams, 400 student-athletes. It's a great opportunity to improve their business while the tournament is going on, but also just to create an event that is long-lasting in the memory of these student-athletes, right? Like, I think about trips that I had where you go and it's like, hey, what are your memories of that trip? Well, I got this little pen. We're gonna leave a lasting impression, and that's the goal, whether it's the environment, whether it's music, whether it's inflatables, whether it's our giveaways. And so any support that we can have is super valuable, because that will contribute to that experience. And then we also think that it's going to help the community as a whole. The NJCAA estimates that the economic footprint of this event is $3 to $4 million.
Wow.
So we are really anticipating being able to give that to the community and businesses, and so we feel like it's a win-win.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be great for the community. Now, it looked like, in looking at the materials, that we were going to host it twice.
So we have accepted the bid for both 21 and 2022. So we're excited for that. It's a split bid with Alabama, so they will have it in 23 and 24. So we're hoping to be able to put ourselves in a position to bring it back after that and make it our home.
And so that's another reason why it would be really great. Like, if you get the support for the community, clearly they're going to, when they're choosing a site,
right,
they're going to want to go somewhere that the kids want to go back to, that treated not only the organization well, but the people attending well.
Absolutely. And it's so much about comfortability. You know, if the pack being brand new, I believe the site in Alabama is brand new as well. So this is kind of a trial opportunity just for everybody to get comfortable, to really understand what it takes to put on the tournament. And also for the teams coming to understand it's really not that difficult to get to Yuma. It's really an enjoyable place. And I think it's convincing people that, because while we know that California is further west, as far as the NJCAA goes, we are the furthest most west point. It becomes imperative for us to be able to show them, hey, you know, you can fly directly into Yuma. When we went to St. George, Utah a couple years ago, couldn't even do that. We ended up busing up because you couldn't fly directly in. So we have some advantages that we really want to showcase, and we're excited to showcase.
Perfect. And we are hearing from Tim and Lori from AWC, and we will be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Pipes burst, faucets leak, water heaters stop working. But it's also a fact that you can turn to PhD to solve these plumbing and restoration problems for you. With PhD, you get skilled technicians, not people who learn while you pay. And since your home doesn't break on a schedule, you can call us anytime, day or night. Call PhD, the professional home doctors, 341-9111.
Is it church and state, or state and church? Back in a minute with your political question of the day.
Duke the Pug will soon turn 20, which is pretty good for a dog breed that averages 11 years. When Duke was 13, he lost a lot of hair, had a hard time getting up for a walk, and his bowel movements were not very moving. We started making his food instead of buying it. We cook up a big batch of rice, chicken, broccoli, carrots, and turmeric, freeze meal-sized batches, and thaw them at mealtime. We also sprinkle Arthrodex on each meal. Arthrodex is a complete blend of plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes formulated to make old dogs young again. And it does. Duke the Pug does have his problems, but he has all his hair, loves daily walks, and has no problems with his movements. Breakfast is at 7, and if it's not there by 7:01, we all hear about it. Make your old dog young again. Pick up Arthrodex at NutrientsToGo.com. NutrientsToGo.com.
Pastor Amanda Henderson, the new director for the Institute for Religion, Politics, and Culture, wants to change the organization's direction away from conservatism to progressivism. Henderson said, "I hope to really push forward culture change to more liberative ways of understanding criminal justice reform, the environment, and reproductive rights. A lot of these issues that are highly influenced by religion and religious ideas." Henderson will also be advocating for economic justice in the form of a guaranteed living wage. Question: with which statement do you most agree? Religion influences politics, or politics influence religion?
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason, Garner, and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 a.m. KBLU.
I'm a veteran. My victory was admitting I had PTSD and getting help.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I no longer see it as a weakness, but as a sign of strength. I call it post-traumatic growth.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like Nora was safe.
My victory was finding the help I needed.
But there's more to be done, and more victories to be won.
Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
At Nationwide Vision, for a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this Chamber Chatter is brought to you by Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Before we get back to Tim and Lori and AWC, I want to talk about a couple of things. This holiday season, you know, the Christmas is fast approaching, and one of the things that the Chamber is doing this year is a couple of different fundraisers for families in need. And so, first of all, it's all about our military families. I've mentioned this several times during the show and mentioned it the other day at the Yuma County Board of Supervisors meeting that military families have been hit hard during COVID as well, and especially military spouses. When think about what unemployment did for the average family, military spouses, last I talked to a group of military spouses, their unemployment rate soared to 32%. And that has hit people really hard. And, of course, yeah. This is going to make the holiday season very difficult for those military families. So one of the things that was started last year, and we are continuing this year and hoping to make it even bigger because more families need it, is we are doing a fundraiser at the Chamber. And what's going to happen with the funds that we raise is that 100% of the funds are going to be used to purchase $100 gift cards to Walmart. And those are going to be distributed only to local families, those families stationed at MCAS Yuma or YPG. Mm-hmm. So that's 100% local. And we want to help as many families as possible. So we have a couple ways you can donate. First, if you want to just give us a $100 Walmart gift card, great. You can mail it to the Chamber office, 180 West 1st Street, Suite A, Yuma, 85364. You can also come to our office, drop it off. You can mail us a check, and we will purchase the gift cards on your behalf. You can drop a check off. Or you can go to our website, yumachamber.org, and right underneath the top, there's actually a news section. And if you go into the news section, one of the articles actually talks about these $100 Walmart gift cards. And you can use a credit card and pay online. Of course, we can take your credit card in the office, too.
Cool.
So we are getting close to the end of that campaign because, of course, we have to get those funds to the families in time to use them for the holidays.
Right.
So if you could, please do that this week. If you can help us out, we would be greatly appreciative of that. And one other thing that we added this year is for everyone who donates $50 or more, they will be put into a raffle that we are actually drawing this Saturday at our golf tournament. For this gorgeous metal wall sculpture. It's actually an outline of the flag, and it's got a patina on it, making it look kind of red where the stripes are and blue for the field of stars. And then outlined in the stripes is the outline of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. It's really beautiful. The photos that we have on our website and on Facebook don't do it justice. And then the other thing we're doing, real quick, most people are already familiar with Toys for Tots, but for the first time this year, the Chamber has become a drop-off location for Toys for Tots. We already have one box full of toys. Let's fill all three boxes that we have. Same thing, you can drop off toys at our office. Otherwise, we will have boxes available out at our golf tournament at Desert Hills this Saturday, and we would love to make sure that we get lots of toys for the children in need here in Yuma County. And so those are the big things that are happening at the Chamber right now. So let's get back, because AWC has big things happening, too. And so let's get back. We are here with Lori Soff, Vice President for Advancement. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
And Tim Slack, Sports Information Director and Associate Athletic Director. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we were talking a little bit more about the PAC on the break and how it's brought business in. Can you fill in the listeners to that? You filled us in great during the break.
Yeah, I had some great feedback this week as, you know, we've been going out into the community and really soliciting support. And just for me, I mean, I've been in Yuma for 2 years, so getting to know people and getting mm-hmm. to know their business needs and how we can help at the college, because I really do think that there's a lot of great synergy there. Lori and I talk about that all the time. But I was talking to one restaurant owner, and he brought up the fact that he was against the PAC originally mm-hmm. because, you know, I think, and it makes a lot of sense for people who were frustrated by, you know, where are my tax dollars going? I completely get that. And then he explained how he felt wrong because the PAC has, not single-handedly, but been a huge part in the middle of the pandemic in keeping their business afloat and mm-hmm. in keeping traffic and tourism going. And so I think it's really cool. You know, we've all kind of have a story in here about how the PAC has exceeded expectations in terms of what it's been able to provide. Obviously, it's a gorgeous setting, and there's mm-hmm. so many opportunities. But I've been around way too many communities than I care to admit, all over the country, in terms of nobody ever feels like it's a great idea to spend all these tax dollars on sporting events. But this is such a community-minded facility, and that's, I think, one of the great things for us. You know, we have our softball field, and we're pretty proud of the Charlie mm-hmm. Dine softball facility at Arizona Western. But the PAC is six gorgeous fields. We're actually only going to be using two of them for the tournament itself. And we're actually adding, the city is adding shaded seating on another field so that there is some infrastructure being put into the facility. We're hoping to leave this place better than we found it, right? Mm-hmm. And
I think that that's a big portion of the logic of we can continue to grow the pack, continue to grow these opportunities. As great as it is, we're really just dealing with the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we're able to use it for. And for us at Arizona Western, Matador Athletics specifically, this is the perfect marriage of our mission with the city's mission. And so I think that that's one of the coolest things in being a part of this. You know, initially, I'll be completely honest, when I was brought the tournament when I first started here, it was like, whew, that's going to be a lot of work. That's a that's a lot of people to talk to and a lot to get done and really what ends up being a short amount of time. But we're 6 months away, and I have yet to have a bad conversation with somebody in the community about what this will represent for the community. You know, it's opportunity to get more people to see Yuma. It's opportunity to help our businesses, help our restaurants, help our hotels. And it is really a cool thing when you can blend the chance for our kids, our student athletes, to be able to potentially play a national championship in their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
That is an invaluable experience. And, oh, yeah, top on the financial impact that we talked about. You know, we can quantify the financial footprint, but you can't quantify what it's going to bring to people and the community spirit that it should bring to people. And so that's why we want everybody involved, because really that's the more the merrier, right? The more people that are able to experience this, I think the more special this is going to be.
Well, and I love the fact that it's at the end of May, which is typically a slower time,
right?
Sure. You know, and so it's going to be bringing business and people into our community after, you know, the snowbirds have left and, and you know, so it's, you know, our hospitality, you know, restaurants, hotels, even, you know, visitor centers, the arts, you know, everything is going to bring people into town at what is typically a slower time of year, or at least the beginning of our slow season.
Right.
Right. And for us at Matador Athletics, we really do love our winter visitors. They're great supporters of our programs, and they're very passionate about our teams and our student athletes. But this is going to be a Yuma event. The NJCA National Softball Tournament is a great opportunity for when the winter visitors start going back to cooler climates, for us humans to get together and really support these kids and student-athletes and just enjoy softball at the pack.
Perfect. And with that, we need to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Enjoy a longer, productive retirement. You need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Vehicle accidents are stressful enough. You don't need someone showing up at the scene trying to pressure you into letting them tow away your vehicle, often falsely claiming they were dispatched by the police or an insurance company. Be wary of any unsolicited tow truck that arrives on the scene of an accident. In fact, in some places, it's illegal. Motorists should not feel pressured to agree to a tow. Call your roadside assistance provider or insurance company for towing company suggestions. Always get the price and terms in writing along with the location of the tow yard before letting a tow truck driver hook up your vehicle and take it away. If you suspect fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website, nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
James Brown and Bill Cowher welcoming you back to Dennis Melvin's house. It's time for the Midnight Snack Run.
This is one tricky obstacle course. Sticking to healthy habits in this kitchen is going to take focus and determination but it can be done, JB.
He's already entered the snack part of the course, and he's eyeballing a jar of chocolate candy.
That is tempting right off the start.
Uh-oh, he's reaching, Bill, but he pushes it away.
Great stiff arm.
He's approaching a plate of delicious-looking iced cookies.
Oh, Dennis, you only want one of those.
He blows right by him for the apple.
Oh, the fridge. It's make or break time, JB.
He stares down some rich-looking treats. Uh-oh, looks like he's headed for the soda. Wait, he jukes left, grabs a water bottle, and shuts the door with his elbow in record time.
Unbelievable move. I gotta see that again.
And he's out. He even turned off the light.
That's the way you execute a midnight snack run.
Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
We're back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This morning we are here with Lori Stoff, Vice President for Advancement with Arizona Western College. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Tim Slack, Sports Information Director and Associate Athletic Director, also from AWC. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we've been talking sports this whole time.
Yep.
You know, COVID has kind of put a damper on a lot of things. It's not only the classroom, but sports as well. So what's coming up this spring? Are we going to have some sports?
We are planning on it. Obviously, it's a by the minute, depending if you talk to me. But we have been working our tails off, to be honest with you, to provide opportunities for our student athletes. And so January 20th, our basketball season is scheduled to start. And then we're going to rattle off all seven of our sports between then and June. And it's going to be a crazy time. But we're prepared. I've been meeting with teams the last couple of weeks, just reaffirming COVID protocols with them. But we're excited for the opportunity to get back. It's crazy. I was meeting with our women's soccer team yesterday, and I was telling them, normally this would be the time that we have our postseason meeting, and yet we just hired a women's soccer coach last February, and he has yet to coach a game for us.
Oh, dear.
But we're excited to get him going, and the student-athletes are chomping at the bit to get going.
So, spectators. Any spectators going to be allowed, or are you going to do more like the bubbles that professional sports have seen?
So we're going to be making an announcement on that soon.
Okay.
Not to burst the bubble.
That's
but,
okay.
the challenges with that are just the living situations for our kids are so difficult to manage.
Mm-hmm.
That we're probably going to lean towards something, and not tipping my hand too much, but lean towards something at the beginning where we isolate and,
mm-hmm.
and it's just the student athletes in there. But, you know, we're, as much as I say things change by the minute and could go one way, we are hopeful that they change the right way, and by the end of the year, especially by the NJCAA tournament in May, that we're anticipating having some fans.
Perfect. And even if there's not, I mean, like I mentioned before, I feel like sports is such an educational experience that, you know, it's part of the whole package.
Correct.
That even if we can't have spectators, I think it's important to get the kids back, you know, on court or
yeah.
on the field or whatever sport they happen to play.
And part of the joy of my job, literally a big part of the potential for me to come to Yuma and come to Arizona Western in the first place was I'm a broadcaster. So we're going to be streaming all of our home games. We have our great AWC TV services so people can actually watch our basketball games on Spectrum on our local AWC TV. And so you're not going to miss anything. You just won't be able to be there in person initially. But we're going to do everything that we can
to make sure that people know what's going on and are in tune with our student athletes and our team.
Perfect. And so, Lori, we mentioned this earlier, you know, I mentioned it off air, that so when you brought me that little basket, my son went for the muffins first. And then there was a sign in there about esports.
Yes.
So last year, the NJCAA recognized esports as a legitimate athletic opportunity for colleges to develop, right? And so we developed a club, and now we have a team. We have 40 students engaged in our esports team. They do stuff like Super Smash Brothers, Madden, NBA 2000. I'm probably going to get some of those wrong. But
NBA
anyway.
2K20, I got you on that one.
2K20, yeah. thank you. So we have a full-time employee who works in our network services department who has a part-time job on top of his full-time role to coach because he's super passionate about it. And I kind of want the public to know, so for people that are into gaming, I want them to know that we have this. Mm-hmm. This is a legitimate opportunity for you to join a club or join a team. And this is the one team that has not been delayed due to COVID, right? Mm-hmm. This team is competing. We have students making the playoffs. We're super proud of them. For the older generation, like what I represent, who doesn't know anything about gaming, I want them to know that this is wildly popular around the globe. It's a growing market. Students who have this background can benefit from our educational programs. We're actually developing some certificates in this area. This is a chance. So sometimes students come to us and they find a home in addition to the classes or something separate from the classes that kind of keeps them engaged and keeps them kind of committed to their college education. They find that through athletics, through clubs, through mentorship with their faculty. Sometimes it's through stuff like esports, and we're super proud of this growing program. And we're building a facility to house it. We just had an announcement last week. We have some Innovation Fund dollars that will help build that facility.
I had no idea it was as popular as it was. You know, yeah. I've got a 16-year-old at home. Most people know that by now. And you know, he's clearly into gaming and loves doing it. And I was at the Arizona State Fair a couple of years ago, and U of A and ASU had teams there that were doing a demonstration. Mm-hmm. I went, what is this?
Right.
And you both have brought up teamwork, and I think that that's something, you know, we're so used to. I grew up playing video games 30 years ago. Was, I think, one of the first times that a console was put into my hands, and I grew up with it, and I still play to this day, to be honest with you. And so that's why I own some of those games that you're talking about.
I grew up with it too. It was just Atari.
Yeah.
Right. But so that's exactly where I was going is, you know, you say the older generation, but I think for people who maybe thumb their nose at it, you think, well, it's an individual thing. You're just staring at the screen by yourself. And it really couldn't be further from the truth because you are learning teamwork skills. Mm-hmm. It is a communication deal. It's just a different setting that is a lot more, it's still developing. And it's a lot more modern than I think what we're used to, the traditional ways of communication and teamwork that we're used to.
Right. Well, and businesses across the country, around the globe, are using gaming to train employees.
Exactly.
The United States Army uses gaming to train folks. And so, you know, this is, you know, people may wish that they could pretend it doesn't exist, but gaming is a huge part of our economy.
Well, and as I mentioned off air, my son's next college class is unmanned aircraft.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's kind of like gaming.
Kind of like gaming. That's right.
It's kind of like gaming.
Yeah, right.
So speaking of, you know, the future and everything, so in the short few minutes we have left, which is not enough time to talk about a strategic plan, but
yes.
Lori, I mean, the college has great things coming.
Yeah.
And has big ideas for the community. Can you share a little bit about what's coming and what's going on with that?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much. So, we worked about 3.5 years ago to develop a strategic plan, and we had 2,600 people that participated. We had 3 or 4 community forums and surveys. A ton of chamber members came out and supported us. We were so grateful for that, and we've stayed in touch with those folks that helped us plan. We had over 200 students that participated, faculty and staff, and we identified about 19 objectives. And we just did a town hall on our campus to talk about the status of those objectives. So I'm going to tell you a little bit, just about a few of them. We have open educational resources. They call it OER in the university and college circles. Those are low-cost and no-cost textbooks. A lot of people know that textbooks are a huge expense for students. And so we have hired somebody from within our faculty who's working on this. We've held some boot camps and some training sessions as faculty learn to develop their own OER or source free or reduced cost textbook. The definition, by the way, of OER is $40 or less. And in many cases, they're free. They are PDFs that faculty are sort of developing and maintaining to provide that textbook experience to our students. So that's one really interesting area. We also have an objective called Guided Pathways, which is a way, instead of students looking at 90 different options and being overwhelmed by that choice, especially first-generation students who don't have family members to help them navigate through college, we're trying to cluster those related courses. This is a trend that has been up and coming with universities and colleges around the country. It's super important when we advise students. Students who have declared a major, you probably know this, are exponentially more likely to complete their college degree.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they switch their major, right? Just the act of selecting a major helps them stay focused and helps them kind of navigate through those. So Guided Pathways is all about clustering those related areas like allied health or science and technology. So we're working for, those are just two objectives that we're moving forward on.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I know there's a lot of great things going on out there. I live close by and had the opportunity to tour the campus and actually went to the downtown one earlier this week.
So, nice.
So it's great. So thank you so much for coming this morning, Lori and Tim. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Nationwide Vision. For a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
They lose money on every sale, but make it up in volume. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
You can earn a substantial income by farming for the city. All you need to do is take your crop to market and win the competition for the consumer dollars. There is a well-proven strategy for winning this competition. You will find it embedded in MetroFarm, the guide to growing in or near the city for the city.
Polyface Farms, Joel Salatin.
Few how-to books could be more appropriate for our times than MetroFarm, a truly comprehensive manual. MetroFarm makes the whole embedded food system doable. It's a must-read.
USDA Director Bud Kerr.
Big book. Metro Farm describes the agronomic, economic, and managerial concepts required to generate substantial profits from agricultural locales near metropolitan areas.
Before you plant your seeds, pick up a copy of the Ben Franklin Book of the Year award-winning Metro Farm. Then plant your seeds and win the dollars. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com.
In preparing for its initial public offering, the food delivery company DoorDash offered a peek at its finances. What that peek revealed was that the company is growing rapidly, but is wildly unprofitable, as the cost for each DoorDash delivery exceeds the return each order generates. What food delivery apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates offer investors is the hope they will someday deliver a profit with the food. Question: if you could, would you or would you not buy stock in the DoorDash initial public offering?
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors.
If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit NICB.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.